T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Wendy, we've noticed that COVID-19 has not been spreading in daycare centers. What has been done to prevent that from happening?
Well, what we have been doing is any adult in the facility, whether it be a parent or staff, is required to wear a mask at all times. We do take temperatures upon arrival and disinfect, hands, constantly washing our hands as well as the kids' hands. There is no integration of ages whatsoever. So school age is in their school age room, toddlers in their toddler room, and preschool's in preschool. There's no, they're not mixed at any time, even on the playground. So, and just disinfecting, constantly disinfecting.
How much of a challenge has it been to promote the social distancing among the kids in each of the groups, even though they're in separate rooms?
It's hard to do social distancing in a classroom. They're not mandated to wear masks. The state does not mandate us to require them to wear a mask. The whole thing is the ages aren't, it's the same kids every day in the same classroom. So there's no need to really do any social distancing, even on the playground. Each age has their own separate playground area. So it's the same kids every day.
You mentioned that you check the kids' temperatures. Also, during the day, if someone does start feeling sick, is that something where you call the parent and say, take the child home as precaution?
Yes. Now, there's certain criteria. If a child becomes ill in our care, we require that child is symptom-free for 72 hours before that child can come back to the center. We do have the COVID questions that we were mandated by the state to ask every single day of every person, and now they have changed that where the COVID questions are listed. Staff, as well as any parent that enters the building, signs off and agrees that if anything changes within their status, whether they're being exposed, pending tests, anything like that, they have to inform us of that.
And as far as the COVID rates, have there been any COVID cases among any of your clients that you care for?
No, not at all.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.